Welcome back into the Gentleman's Huddle, where we tackle life's chaos with a sprinkle of humor and a dash of wisdom. Our mission here is to inspire men to become exceptional husbands, fathers, and professionals, all while deepening their faith. We're finishing up our Renew, Resist, and Retreat series. The last subject is retreat. Now, I know a lot of us men were taught never to retreat. However, there are many things that we actually should retreat from in real life. And one of these things is a negative outlook about yourself or negative self-talk. I said in the earlier episodes that we should retreat from negative outlook about ourselves. So have you ever been around that guy who puts himself down or thinks he gets all the bad breaks? He's that guy that says, I'll never be fill in the blank, or I'll never have this, or I'm not good enough for that. He's the guy that says, can't have nothing, and actually believes it. My Southern friends will get that last one. I've been around some guys like this in my lifetime. Some of them mask it with humor, trying to make you think that they're joking when they say these things, but deep down, they really mean what they're saying about themselves. Perhaps you may be letting a negative self-talk infiltrate your mind. And if so, the first thing we need to do is recognize that is a problem. Recognize the problem. Let me start off by saying I am not a psychiatrist. I'm not a psychologist. I am just a guy who has a microphone, who wants to see men flourish in their lives. I want to see you go from, you know, the struggle to the success. And I really want that for you. Just want to let you know up front, I am not a professional when it comes to helping you mentally, but I do think there are lots of things that just practically as men we can talk about and maybe help each other. Negative self-talk can be a relentless enemy, constantly bombarding us with thoughts of inadequacy, failure, or unworthiness. Whether it's feelings of not measuring up to the social standards, and a lot of that really happens because we compare ourselves to other guys and where they are, who they are, what car they drive, what job they have. So a lot of times we measure ourselves against that, and we really shouldn't. Also, maybe a past mistake haunts your thoughts. You know, these negative narratives can cripple our sense of self-worth and hinder our relationship with God. It may even hinder your relationship with those who are closest to you. But fear not. The Word of God offers us a way out of the cycle of negativity. Let's explore just a couple of ways that will hopefully help us retreat from these destructive patterns and renew our minds in Jesus. Embracing God's truth. Negative self-talk often stems from believing the lies that the enemy has for us rather than what the truth of God's word has for us. But if we immerse ourselves in Scripture, we arm ourselves with weapons that are needed to combat these lies. As Jesus said in John 8:32, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. When we fill our minds with God's truth, there's no room for the lies of negativity to take a hold. Practice this. In Philippians 4:8, the Apostle Paul says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything praiseworthy, think about these things. You see, as we fill our minds with God's truth, there's less and less room for the lies of negative self-talk. We may have to make a conscious effort to saturate our thoughts with Scripture that affirm our identity as a beloved son of God. Scripture has many passages that affirm our identity as beloved children of God. Psalm 139 illustrates how intimately God knows and cares for each one of us. Verse 14 declares, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. When we let this truth sink in, we will begin to see ourselves as God sees us, created in His image. You see, in the midst of our struggles with negative self-talk, when we face doubts about our worth or abilities, it's easy to lose sight of who we are in Christ. When we immerse ourselves in His Word, we're not just reading a book. We're encountering the very heart of our Heavenly Father. And allowing His words to penetrate our hearts can transform our thinking. One of the most powerful truths we discover in Scripture is our identity in Christ. Ephesians 2:10 tells us that we are God's masterpiece. He created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do good things He planned for us long ago. And when we grasp the reality of being God's masterpiece, fear and self-doubt lose their grip on us. Embracing God's truth isn't just about intellectual assent. It's about walking in freedom that comes from knowing who we are in Jesus. As we align our thoughts with God's word, we experience a transformation from the inside out. We no longer define ourselves by our past mistakes or others' opinions or by comparison, but we define ourselves by the unshakable truth of God's love and acceptance. Brothers, let me encourage you in this today. You are not defined by your past mistakes, your shortcomings, or the opinions of others. You are defined by the love of God who calls you His beloved Son. As you immerse yourself in the Word, let it wash over you like that clear stream that you like to go trout fishing at, washing away every trace of negative self-talk and replacing it with a true identity that you have in Christ. In the coming days, when those voices of doubt and condemnation rear their ugly heads, combat them with the promises of Scripture. Remind yourself of whose you are. You are His. You are Christ. You are God's forgiven, redeemed, chosen, and dearly loved Son. And let that truth of God's Word be your shield and your strength as you continue to walk in victory over negative self-talk. There's also cultivating gratitude. You see, gratitude is a powerful antidote to negative self-talk. Instead of focusing on what we lack or our perceived shortcomings, let's shift our perspective to all the blessings God has bestowed upon us. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, we're reminded to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Even in the midst of trials and challenges, there's always something to be thankful for. By cultivating a heart of gratitude, we can counteract the lies of negativity and embrace the truth of our worth in God's eyes. You see, practicing gratitude can transform how we perceive ourselves and our circumstances. You see, instead of dwelling on our perceived shortcomings, gratitude shifts our focus to the blessing that God's bestowed upon us, regardless of our circumstances. It's not just a feeling of appreciation. Gratitude is a mindset, a way of life. Have you ever met that guy who's always grateful? I mean, the guy who could see his dog die and his first words are, "I sure am grateful that I have had this dog." You know, the guy who is grateful for any and everything, no matter what his circumstances are. I've met him. You've probably met him too. You see, when we cultivate gratitude, we train our minds to actively seek out the good in every situation, no matter how challenging it may be. By acknowledging and expressing gratitude for the blessings in our lives, we open ourselves up to experiencing God's peace, His joy, His provision of abundance. You know, a grateful guy understands this, and we should learn to practice that too. The Bible is replete with verses that emphasize the importance of gratitude. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, that we just talked about, Paul says, "Give thanks in all circumstances." You know, that does remind us of what? It reminds us that gratitude is not contingent upon our circumstances. He says, "Give thanks in all circumstances." It's a choice we make regardless of what situation we're in. This doesn't mean ignoring or denying the difficulties we face, but choosing to focus on the way God sustains us and blesses us, even in the midst of trials. Negative self-talk often stems from a distorted perspective that magnifies the failures and inadequacies, while it minimizes our blessings. When we intentionally shift our focus to gratitude, we begin to see ourselves and our circumstances through God's eyes. We recognize His hand at work in every aspect of our lives, and we become aware of the countless ways He has blessed us. So let's think about a practical application. Cultivating gratitude is a discipline. It requires intentional effort and practice. It involves actively seeking out reasons to be thankful and expressing gratitude to God for His goodness. As we cultivate a heart of gratitude, the lies of negativity lose their power over us as we choose to focus on the truth of God's goodness and His provision. Gratitude opens the door to deeper intimacy with God. It's fostering a sense of trust and dependence on Him in every area of our lives. Rose, let me encourage you to make gratitude a central aspect in your daily lives. Take time each day to reflect the blessings in your life, no matter how small they may seem. And as you cultivate a spirit of thankfulness, you'll find that negative self-talk begins to lose its grip on your mind and heart, replaced by a deep sense of joy and contentment in God's provisions. In moments of doubt or struggle, consciously choose to shift your focus to gratitude. It takes practice, guys. It takes a lot of practice. And there's always something to be thankful for. And as you embrace this lifestyle of gratitude, may you experience the transformative power and thankfulness in every area of your life. And as we conclude the episode today about retreating from negative self-outlook, let's commit to applying the two principles in our lives, immersing ourselves in God's Word and cultivating gratitude. If we do this, we can loosen those chains and break those chains from the negativity, the negative self-talk, the negative self-outlook, and we can live as men of God and live as He has called us to be. Thank you guys for joining us today. I hope it helps someone out there. Guys, if you have a buddy that you think would enjoy listening to the show or could help them in some way, please share it with them. Just share it. Say, hey, check this out. And I would greatly appreciate that. It's the way podcasting works. In order to get the word out, people got to share it. I would appreciate if you would do that. Until next time, may God bless you and keep you, and may His face be upon you. Thank you for joining us today on the Gentleman's Huddle podcast. We hope this conversation has inspired you and empowered you on your pursuit to becoming a better husband, father, and professional, all while strengthening your faith. Remember, growth is a continuous process. Each step you take matters. As you go forth, may you lean on your faith, draw strength from the teachings of Christ, and find support in your community. Don't forget to connect with us on our website, thegentlemanshuddle.com, where you can find additional resources, engage with our community, and continue the conversation. Until next time, stay blessed and keep pressing forward in your pursuit of excellence. Take care. God bless.